Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us,
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Did you offer not to wear underwear?
That's kind of a leading question, Larry.
Setting them up,
exactly. Stanline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. We had Rainn Wilson on earlier in case you missed that. Very funny dude. Pimping a new movie called Permanent out this weekend. And you can check it out in the podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Asked Alexa to play Todd and Tyler, and they do. She does, I should say. Later this week, Nick Allen, Paul Mercurio, Greg Warren, Jungle Jack Hanna, and Sean Ganant.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And Sean.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 2000. Guns N' Roses announced that the long-awaited album Chinese Democracy would be released in June of 2001.
Yeah.
It was released in November of 2008.
And it wasn't that good.
And no. It wasn't that good. Yeah, exactly.
No. Well, wasn't anybody you wanted
it certainly
on.
Wasn't worth the 15-year wait.
No, it was a Axl Rose solo project, basically, by that point.
I bought it out of sheer curiosity.
Are they writing now? Because they should. I mean, because that
album. You hear that they're talking about it.
Just put something out brand new. Those guys would, you know, would just kick ass. Because Slash knows how to write hooks.
Oh, his solo stuff was great.
It was great.
The band that he had with Miles Kennedy from Alter Bridge.
Excellent.
There's three albums out there, all of them.
Right.
Killer records.
He can riff.
Yeah, they could.
I mean, I liked Velvet Revolver, too. I love those songs.
Yes.
Songs were great.
Yeah.
Velvet Revolver songs were great. Just a good rock band, man.
Mm-hmm. They could have kept Fergie off the meth, because she sang on that Slash album.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. One of the songs,
she's a great song.
Did she rock?
She's a rocker.
Great
she
song.
Should be a rocker, because the P's suck. Sorry if you're a P-head.
Yeah.
I mentioned that yesterday.
It's Bob Barker's birthday today.
Uh-oh, who's taller? Bob Barker.
No, I didn't get anybody's height, because Bob Barker's taller than everyone.
Got him.
Kicked Happy Gilmore's ass.
Bob's still alive? That's right. He's still kicking.
He is still alive.
Yeah, I forgot about that. He's one of those kind of guys. When he is in People magazine, I'm going to forget about that. Oh, I forgot.
All right. I can tell you how old he is. Or we can do an over-under if you'd rather.
Bob?
Yeah.
Over-under.
94 and a half.
Over.
Yeah, I'll go over too.
Todd's not paying attention.
He ain't playing.
I'll go under since everyone else is going.
Yeah, Todd's right.
All right. You sucked this shit.
No, I didn't. I did nothing on that
one. No, you're right. You
said objection, leading the witness.
You're right. You say he's taller, but you didn't say he's older than everybody. You're right. That would be leading.
Okay. So, I guess.
And he was older than everyone.
Yeah.
I'm right, and they're wrong. He's 94.
Right.
You are correct.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I'm better at who's taller.
Yes,
anyway.
He's under 94 and a half. He's 94.
Still kicking, man.
Born on this date in 1923, you may remember him as the host of the game show Truth or Consequences.
I do, actually. I do.
A lot of people might remember him from The Price is Right.
Right.
The originator of that long, thin, weird mic that Drew Carey still uses for some reason.
You know he's old when we were like babies watching The Price is Right and he was on. I mean, really, I was a kid. Staying home from school and seeing him on The Price is Right.
Yes.
So you know he's freaking old.
Yes. He did that forever.
Yeah.
It seems to me it's always been on at the same time, too.
I don't know the exact same time. I know it was in the mornings. I was at home.
Damn close.
But I called in sick. Yeah. My mom let me stay home from school because I was sick or wanted to hang out and watch TV all day. I watched them.
Yeah.
Or during the summer. Yeah. You know, you roll out of bed.
Oh, yeah.
At the crack of 11.
Yeah.
You know?
Man.
There's Bob Barker.
Those were the days.
Now you're back in bed at 11.
Well, it's an age thing now.
On a good day.
Roy Moore's wife defending him, Kayla Moore.
She's great.
Spoke last night. She blamed the fake news at a rally.
This fake news
for saying that the Republican candidate does not care about Jewish people and other minorities. That is fake news, she says, as proof they have a lawyer who's a Jew.
I apologize to the Jews.
Yeah, that's what she said. I have a lawyer that's a Jew. She's amazing. This whole thing is amazing. It's going to be a sad day.
Roy was criticized last week for saying that Jewish liberal activist George Soros was going to the same place that people who do not recognize God and accept his salvation go.
You mean the Jesus thing, because the Jews don't like the Jesus thing.
He said that George Soros is going straight
to
hell.
They're still pulling
it. Did he say that?
Yeah.
Well, he said that George is going to the same place that people who do not recognize God and accept his salvation go.
I thought
which is
so the guys that date 14-year-olds when they're in their mid-30s, they're going to go to heaven. Okay.
Yes.
George Soros was so many boogeymen ago. He's still going to the George Soros car?
Yes. George is still playing.
The liberal Jew. As Louis Black calls him what?
Jew.
You're good at it. Yeah.
Such a Jew.
Jew.
Hopes you have a very Jewy day.
No, Roy Moore is a bigot and a racist and a alleged child molester. And those things will always be the fact, even when he's a senator.
They will.
And that'll haunt some people there.
And everybody's getting...
No, it might not.
No, it won't haunt that crowd, but it's going to haunt... normal Republicans.
No, these are the days of no consequences.
Oh, that's true.
So, I wouldn't guarantee that.
That's true.
So, if you want to deliver bad news to someone, maybe a breakup, maybe giving them, you know, maybe if you're a doctor, telling them about some sort of physical malady that they may have, how do you do it? Do you kind of lead up to it and say, you know, you're all right, but... you know, this, that, and the other thing, and then you break up with them, or do you just go ahead and say, we're breaking up?
I was the worst breaker up in the history of life. I'm probably joined a club by a lot of guys. I just acted different, and then they would say, what's wrong? And I'd make a face, and then they'd freak out.
I never...
Or be happy they left me.
Never really broke up with anybody.
It's not cool. Been broke up with before, so that's...
I have.
Yeah, so have I. I've been both. I mean... It's haunted me, and I've done some stupid stuff myself.
Some people think you should soften the impact of the news by padding it with an explanatory buffer, laying out the case for what you're about to say before you say it.
Oh, my breakup terms came in a big padded envelope.
Well, that's called a divorce. That was a divorce. So you're right.
Other people say you should just use the Band-Aid method, deliver the bad news first, and then save your commentary for afterward.
But don't ever say, I just want to be friends, after you've already had a sexual relationship. You know, maybe 6-8 months down the road, and the guy or the woman is over you. But don't ever say you want to be friends.
Especially if you're a dude.
Well, guys never really say that.
No.
A woman's broke up with me before and said, I just want to be friends. After we've already had a pretty intense relationship, I said, no, that ain't going to happen.
No.
I mean, it ain't going to happen, you know.
That's a demotion. You don't want a demotion.
No, nobody wants to be that guy.
I got friends.
Exactly. Yeah.
So researchers looked into this. They had an experiment. They asked participants, in one of the experiments, they asked participants to imagine that they'd been dating a person that they liked for about a month and that they met up with that person in a cafe. They were then asked which of the two scenarios would be least bothersome. Either the explanatory buffer, laying out the case first and then saying it, or the Band-Aid method. 74% of the participants preferred the Band-Aid method, the direct approach to getting dumped.
Yeah. It's probably better.
Respondents showed similar preferences when it came to getting bad medical news.
Well, just do this.
You have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
Not HIV, but full-blown AIDS.
That's ripping the Band-Aid off right there.
Yeah. Study found that when receiving bad news related to health or safety, people just want to get the information straight up. If your house is on fire, you want to know your house is on fire, damn it.
Right. Yeah.
If you have cancer, you want to know you have cancer. You don't want the doctor.
How was that with you, Craig?
Yeah. You don't want the doctor talking about this, that, and the other thing, and then finally coming around to, well, you know,
I
you got cancer.
I won't talk about you beating it because that's another conversation. But when they told you you had cancer, what did he say?
Did he bring
we looked in. Yes, you have cancer.
I was told originally that, you know, a lot of the, most of the time, those lumps are cancer, but we're going to check it.
Got it.
And then?
Oh, he did say most of the time, so you knew it was in your head already.
Yeah, so it was already there. Sure. And then, cancer, we're going to go get that.
Shortly afterwards, the barbershop quartet came in.
You have cancer.
And then he proceeded to kick its ass. Right.
Did you ask when he said most of the time they're cancer, but did you say benign or malignant, and he said we don't know?
No.
Okay, you didn't want to know that one.
No, I just assumed it was bad, and I assumed that I got it in time, and here we go.
Okay.
And that's what happened. The doctors knew what they were doing.
I'm not getting into you beating it. That's not the point. I'm asking.
No, that's what I thought. I had full confidence in the doctors. I could feel this lump right there in the neck.
I felt it too.
There it is right there.
Speed bump.
Go get it.
Right.
So they did.
I kind of liked it.
I did too. Yeah. I did. Kind of tickled.
The lump was off to the side. What you were? You remember when I still had tonsils
and a helmet and a huge uvula too?
Remember when I still had tonsils?
I do.
Well, I miss those. Yeah. You had some talented tonsils too.
Oh my God!
It's a shame they had to take them away.
Yeah, they did.
You were one of the few guys who knew how to use them. They say they're kind of useless.
Yeah.
Not if you have a certain talent.
Well,
like
you
Craig
know,
did.
Sometimes you got to build up the muscles a little bit.
Yep.
Kind of like Kegels for the
face,
for the tonsils. Yes, for the throat.
Kegels
for the throat.
Yes, throat Kegels.
That is brutal. This conversation.
We are so far off the rails. We can't even see them from here.
Oh, throat Kegels. That was his nickname. Craig Throat Kegels.
That's going to be somebody's
Deadpool name.
I hope
so
it will be someone's.
So you can say it forever next
Deadpool
year.
Deadpool name.
Throat Kegels.
Because I'll forget. Yeah.
Throat Kegels had Bob Barker.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that. Now, Throat Kegels has to put Bob Barker on there in case he kicks next year. That's going to ring a bell with office. Oh, my God, that happened. It's crazy.
Yeah. So we didn't actually talk about the women who came out and once again accused President Trump of being a naughty, naughty boy.
17 of them, at least.
Wow. Nothing's going to come of this.
Nope.
Two of them yesterday said
Nikki Haley
said he forcibly kissed or
they need
groped
to be heard.
Him.
Nikki Haley said they need to be heard.
Yeah.
But
and how Trump was ticked, apparently, at that. It's being reported that Trump was ticked
that
Nikki Haley said that these women need to be heard, deserve to be heard.
And believe she should say. She didn't say that, though.
No. And you can't blame her for saying that.
Because it's her job, because she's licking the Trump boot.
So we haven't talked about the women specifically, but they are complaining that their claims earlier that just fell on deaf ears.
They
nobody
did.
Cared.
They did.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders says, well, yeah, y'all knew about this a long time ago.
So what does that mean, though? I know they say he got voted in, and he did get voted in, but the fact is, that doesn't mean anything to the rest of us.
Yeah, but it means he got voted in, none of y'all care,
right.
So shut up.
That's not true. Most people do care.
Most people do.
Exactly.
Most people didn't vote for...
That wasn't the highlight of the news cycle.
No, you're right. Right.
That was pre-Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't matter now.
Before that avalanche started.
Right.
Homelessness is... in the United States is up for the first time.
It is up. But you know what's going to happen?
2010.
Tax cuts for the rich is going to help that problem.
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to just give them money to live somewhere else.
Absolutely. The HUD officials blame the increase, especially in cities like Los Angeles, on a severe shortage of affordable housing options. Seattle, San Diego, Sacramento suffering from this shortage as well. The Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, you remember who that is?
That's
HUD is old Ben.
Ben Carson.
Yeah, hang on here.
Dr. Ben Carson stressed that overall the nation's homeless numbers are 13% lower than they were in 2010, but it's up for the first time.
A lot of those guys are veterans, I don't know what percentage of the homeless are veterans, but there's quite a number.
Well, they're actually ending a program to like millions of dollars are taken away to house veterans. They're taking that away. So when you're bitching about somebody kneeling, remember that the government right now is taking away money to house veterans.
Ben Carson is a complete and total loser.
Couldn't agree more, Donald. Couldn't agree more.
And even if you don't like the guy's politics, let's say you hate Ben Carson's politics.
Yeah, which I did. Yeah.
Okay, and do.
Yeah. Oh, and do.
You still cannot discount the time he spent as a doctor.
Oh, no. He's
did some great things as a doctor.
Yeah.
So,
as a doctor.
Even you can't say, and you wouldn't, like Trump just said.
Yeah, Trump said
complete
that.
And total loser.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, sure, he is about a lot of things.
Ben Carson is a complete and total loser.
No, he's done some good things.
But I'll take a job from you.
He has done good things.
I'll lick your boots, yeah.
He has done good things.
Yeah, and if he is
in
the past
and total loser, that would be like us saying, well, yeah, this guy's a complete and total loser. Let's get him on the show.
No.
Yeah.
Let's have him be part of the show.
Nope.
Well,
he should be part of the program.
That's a good point. Yeah, let's put him in my administration, too, right?
40,000 veterans are said to be homeless.
Yeah, and more will be because they're taking away this money from vets.
Well, what's going to happen?
That's a fact, by the way. That's a fact.
A lot of the billionaires who get the big tax refunds
are going to help out the veterans.
Are just going to go give the check to the homeless
and live with one.
Yeah, the check comes from the IRS, and they just go out and they give it to random homeless guys.
People are kneeling, Todd,
and that's are they still kneeling?
Oh, I don't know, but they're disrespecting the troops if they are.
I know what they did 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I saw a black guy with an afro kneeling during. I didn't really see it.
Is Kaepernick banging Jamel Hill? That's a story, man.
I was a
story they did together, man.
I was upstairs getting a beer when I heard the anthem.
That's the story behind the
so
scenes.
I didn't really see him kneeling.
Good for that couple.
But I heard about it.
Really?
I'd heard that. Ari Spears actually just basically tweeted it out. He goes, Kaepernick is wit. And he writes wit. He actually writes in that. He does it on purpose.
Right.
So I'm not being racist here. And Ari Spears said it. His wit, Jamel Hill. I mean, when I say that, I mean he's with Jamel Hill.
Right.
Yeah.
That is what he
means. I'd read that originally with him. It's keep the relationship.
I hadn't heard that.
If they keep the relationship into themselves, that's their prerogative.
Yeah. You going to give him crap for that?
No, I think she's cute.
I think
she's cute.
Really? Because I remember getting hammered for saying I'd smash that.
No. I
got pounced on.
You did.
I did.
Yeah, you did. Well, you know what?
Did.
That
was
when she wasn't cute. I think she. I'm serious. I think she got purtied up since she got more TV time.
All gussied up.
I think she got gussied up big time. She didn't look the same she did 3 years ago.
Well, I spotted the potential.
Yeah, you did. You did, Todd.
I saw through it all.
You did.
I specifically recall.
And he's
oddly silent now, but puss hammered me on that.
Well, she wouldn't be my choice.
I was searching for some backup on him.
Yeah. She wouldn't be my choice if I had a choice, and I don't have a choice, so that's the point.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's with Kaepernick or not, but that's the rumor I heard.
But puss kind of has his heart set on, who's the chick from The Jump?
Oh, Rachel Nichols.
I don't think she's hot at all.
According to this, he's dating somebody else. So
got it. All right. Maybe Ari Spears
TV chick named Nessa Diab.
Got it. All
okay.
Right. So maybe I'm wrong.
I like that Rachel Nichols, too.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do. The Omaha World Herald is reporting that a 20-year-old man said he recently met a woman on the Facebook, began exchanging messages.
The Omaha World Herald is reporting on something besides Scott Frost. That is not true.
Well, this probably came in from someone else. They're just reprinting it.
It must be.
Sure. Yeah. Got it from another news service.
Because every writer is sitting outside his house.
We actually had some space to fill because we didn't have
a Scott Frost story.
An anecdote or about Scott Frost.
Or a sighting.
Yeah. And, you know, there's not a whole. There is no real resolution here, so maybe they didn't finish up their reportage.
Okay, so 20-year-old man did what now?
20-year-old man, according to the Omaha World Herald, said he recently met a woman on the Facebook and began exchanging messages and meeting in video chats, according to the police report. During one chat, the man reported that the woman removed her clothes and seduced him into taking off his clothes and revealing his genitals. The woman later contacted the man and told him to send her $45,000 by wire transfer, or she would post the video online.
Was he married?
She also threatened to send the video to his family and friends. He said, I ain't got that. The threats
40
dropped
grand?
To 45 grand.
She is extorting from the wrong guy.
The threats
20-year-old.
Wait, now, how they meet in person, or was this an online?
On the Facebook.
Yeah.
On the Facebook.
That old trick.
Yes, yeah. That old trick.
Yeah, that the state senator fell for.
Right? Yes. So, at first, it's $45,000. He says, ain't got that. Then she said, well, then $10,000. No, I ain't got
that's
that.
That's blood from a stone. He's 20.
$500.
Nah, I ain't got that.
$100.
She kept going down.
And I won't show the videos to anyone
that's
else,
my
she
final
said.
Offer. And he said, I ain't got that.
He said, there's no word on whether or not he paid that. He told police he's not sure whether the video, if there was one, was actually posted online. Don't know if he paid his $100. Don't know if the video's online. So they were working on the Scott Frost story.
If he was in shape.
Because there's no real resolution to this.
If he's 20 in shape, why does he care? Yeah, show me. Show him.
His mother might give him a hard time or something.
I've read up on this scam. And what it is
can they tape you from the other side, puss?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, they can, but they're not really doing it. They're just saying that they did.
Are you risking that?
Yeah.
Are you risking they're not really doing it? Now, I'm not giving anybody 45 grand if I had it, or 10 grand. I'm saying, you know what? I'm just naked. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know?
Unless you've heard a story.
How many times have you said that?
Have you heard a story about some guy who that happened to and the tape somehow made it out? Because they threatened to send it to all your Facebook friends.
Right.
And so
far, first of all, I
haven't heard a story where that really
happened. I don't watch any cam girls, but I'm not going to get naked for them. You know?
That's the thing.
You
just can't.
Oh, you're safe with the cam girls. It's just the Facebook one.
Yeah, but this guy was, she got naked for him, and he was all excited, you know?
Yeah.
Just keep the camera chest up only. You know, maybe tweak yourself a little bit.
Yeah, all right.
Whatever you're into.
Who are you talking to?
Don't matter.
But the cam girls.
This afternoon will be you, by the way. This afternoon will be you, puss.
You pay them money, so they're not going to rat you out because that's
not
their
cam
business.
Girls. This wasn't the cam girl.
Yeah.
This is a girl that sucked him in.
It's one of those, if it's too good to be true.
Right.
Yeah. Then run
don't
away
you
from it.
Take off your clothes, 20-year-old boy.
That's not why we're here.
Because what it is.
No, you're right.
It's a guy on the other end.
They're off, but it's just my pants.
The guy on the other is running a videotape machine of some chick who's pleasuring herself.
Well, you got to go. You want to do that today, by the way, check out Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Jungle Jack and Nick Allen tomorrow, right?
Bingo.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2017 Scripps Media. All rights reserved.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.